Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see, connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hi, and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
And thank you for joining us for today's lesson, Bluetooth Fashion. Well, Bluetooth is becoming more and more popular in the technology world. Lots of people are using things with Bluetooth technology. What kinds of things do you use that have Bluetooth technology? Carolyn, do you use anything with Bluetooth?
Well, I do know a lot of people who use Bluetooth with their phones.
Yeah.
So their phones have Bluetooth in it, and they also have a headset or a set in their car so that they can answer their phone without using their phone. They just push a button on the headset or a button in their car, and they can use their cell phone.
I love that, Carolyn. I love watching people walking around with their little Bluetooth in their ear. Sometimes it looks like they're just talking to themselves. And then you see that thing in their ear. Bluetooth can be quite fun. Of course, I use Bluetooth with my iPhone. I have to have a hotspot sometimes, and I need to turn on the Bluetooth. Well, it's time for us to learn about Bluetooth fashion now. What is this all about? Let's get started.
Bluetooth fashion. Technology is getting a new look. Bluetooth is a leader in wireless technology. It is built into cars, phones, computers, and more. It allows you to share information between two devices. But with a focus on function, Bluetooth-enabled devices haven't always looked cool. That's changing, though, thanks to some creative designers. Here are a few cool, trendy gadgets you may see on the market soon. Bluetooth clothing. Clothing designer Asher Levine has released a line of clothing that contains Bluetooth microchips. These chips connect to your iPhone.
Hello, friends. This is your word lady, Ellen. Everyone wants to be stylish and trendy. Now it's possible, as Bluetooth introduces some innovative and interesting new designs to its collection of gadgets. We'll learn all about it in today's reading. Let's take a look at our keywords for the day before we begin. Device. Device is a noun. This device will help you wake up on time. Trendy. Trendy is an adjective. Kara's trendy new jacket cost a lot of money. App. App is a noun. Need to count your calories? There's an app for that. Circular. Circular is an adjective. Felix waved his hands in a circular motion. Your more information words are wireless. Wireless is an adjective. Microchip. Microchip is a noun. Headset. Headset is a noun. Sounds like we're going to learn a lot of great information. Let's begin.
Wow, Bluetooth clothing. Now that is an interesting idea, but first, let's get started at the top of the article. Technology is getting a new look. And if Bluetooth is getting into fashion, I can see why technology would be getting a new look. Right, Gabe?
I think so, too. A new look, that means there's a new kind of style to something. So technology is now getting a new look. Well, let's begin. Bluetooth is a leader in wireless technology. Well, there are many companies out there that deal with technology, but Bluetooth is among the leaders, maybe the top, in wireless technology. What is wireless?
Well, it means that there aren't any wires, so signals are sent through the air instead of through cables, like traditional electricity or signals. This is wireless, kind of like the Wi-Fi that you might use on your computer.
That's right. So you might talk about having wireless internet. You don't have to use a cable to connect to the internet. Well, it is built into cars. We're talking about Bluetooth technology. It's built into cars, phones, computers, and more, and lots more.
That's very true, and it allows you to share information between two devices. So you can share information. It's not just one way. You can share it between two different devices, and let's look at that word from our word bank, device. What is a device, Gabe?
Well, it's a kind of another word for tool, something that you use to help you in your life, a device. And often I think of this word when I think of electronic devices. Of course, you might have some different devices to help you, your phone, your computer, these different electronic devices.
That's right. So you can call your phone a device, your computer is a device, even your TV is a device, and maybe even something as simple as your hair dryer. Mm-hmm. Usually things that are electric, that use electricity, those can be called devices, and they are things that help you to do something or allow you to enjoy something.
And so Bluetooth does this. It allows two or more things to kind of share information. But with a focus on function, Bluetooth-enabled devices haven't always looked cool. I couldn't agree more. Yeah, it's true. This doesn't always look cool, and so now they're thinking about fashion.
That's very true. Sometimes the headsets that were used before were very large or didn't look very good, and maybe the set in the car, it worked, but it was kind of hard to install or it took up too much space.
Mm-hmm.
But it might not look cool, but we see that that's changing, though, thanks to some creative designers. And here are a few cool, trendy gadgets you may see on the market soon.
Well, hey, let's take a look at some of those words from that sentence. Trendy. I like this word. If something is trendy, that means many people are doing it recently or lately. Lots of people are wearing something, doing something. It's trendy to do something.
That's right. You might also call it fashionable, something that is very popular right now. It is trending. If you add ing, you can make that into a verb. It can be trendy, or right now something is trending. It's very popular at the moment. So here are a few cool, trendy gadgets that you might see on the market soon. Now, there's another great phrase in this sentence, Gabe, isn't there?
Yes, there is. Something is on the market. If something is on the market, that's kind of an idiom. That means that you can see it in many places where you shop. All right, so it's on the market. They are selling it. And this is an idiom, so it's a little bit different from saying it's in a market. Of course, it might be in a market or a supermarket, but if it's on the market, that means many places are selling it.
That's right. So it is available for purchase. You can buy it. And it's not just in a store. If it's on the market, then maybe it is on the global market. You can buy it anywhere in the world. Or it could be on the internet. Mm-hmm. It could be on the market there as well. So these things could be on the market very soon.
It's
and
true.
Right now, I think it's time for Stephen Kent to tell us a little bit something about this R we see next to the Bluetooth in the information cloud.
A trademark is something that distinguishes a product or service of one particular business from that of another. More than just a logo, a trademark can be a word, a design, a smell, or even a sound, like the sound your computer makes when you turn it on.
The trademark letters TM on a product's package mean the trademark's owner is alerting the public of his or her claim on that trademark and his or her intent to defend the trademark against infringement.
The capital R with a circle around it, as we see scattered throughout this month's fashion feature, means the trademark, in this case the word Bluetooth, has been officially registered with the National Patent Office. Registered trademarks have a higher level of legal protection than unregistered trademarks.
A trademark can theoretically last forever if the owner maintains it by 1. Continually using it, 2. Properly using it, and 3. Regularly filing the necessary renewal applications with the government.
Okay, the words escalator, aspirin, zipper, and trampoline all began as trademarks. However, due to poor maintenance by their owners, the trademarks became generic. Now, any company can legally use these words to describe their products.
在我们的日常生活中，常常会看到很多产品的商标，在它的右上角或右下角有 TM 的字样。有些商标呢，则是加上了一个圆形 R 的符号。那这两个符号代表不同的意思。TM 是 trademark 商标的缩写，一个商标旁如果打上 TM， 表示这个商标已经向美国国家商标局提出了申请，这样呢就可以防止其他的人提出重复申请。而圆形的 R 是英文 register 的缩写，也就是注册的意思。那这个符号表示这个商标已经被商标局审查通过，获得了专用权。今天的课文讲的 Bluetooth 就是个例子，所以两者差别在于 TM 受到比较有限的法律保护， R 表示受到比较完整法律的保护，任何人没有经过所有权人的许可或授权都不可以自行使用，否则将被视为 infringement 侵犯权利。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thank you, guys. Okay, now let's start talking about Bluetooth clothing, a very interesting idea. Clothing designer Asher Levine has released a line of clothing that contains Bluetooth microchips. Okay, a line of clothing. That's kind of a series or maybe a set of clothing. Lots of different clothes, not just one shirt, but a line of clothing.
And usually a line of clothing all have a similar theme. The clothes in that line have similar themes. And this particular line of clothing has the theme of containing Bluetooth microchips. So a small chip that you might find in a computer or in a phone, but this is in the clothing.
That's right. It's actually kind of cool. So a microchip can sometimes just be called a chip, okay? These chips connect to your iPhone. And we're going to learn more about this later, but first, let's go and see Michelle in the language lab.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 wireless 这个形容词。Wire 是指电线， L-E-S-S 是指没有的字尾，所以 wireless 就是指无线的。例如 the ship's wireless phone was out of order，这艘船的无线电话坏了，或者是 The wireless products market is still rapidly expanding， 无线产品的市场仍然快速的拓展中，或者是 The wireless message needs to be translated， 这个无线电波传来的信息需要解读。接下来我们看的是 app 这个名词，它原本是 application， application， 应用程式这个字的缩写。例如 people love to download new apps just for fun， 人们只是为了好玩很喜欢下载新的应用程式，或者是 flashlight is one of the most commonly used apps， 手电筒是最常使用的应用程式之一。
We're talking about Bluetooth fashion today, and of course, technology is getting a new look. Many things use Bluetooth technology, but not all of those things always look cool. And so we're going to see how some things can be made to look more trendy, to have a better fashion sense to them. And the first thing we're looking at is Bluetooth clothing. Let's continue learning about this.
Bluetooth fashion. If you lose an item of clothing, there's an app to help. Push a button and your clothing will ring if it's nearby. If it's too far away, you can use Google Maps to locate it. The Ripple. Ladies, are you tired of wireless headsets that make you look like a character from Star Trek? Ilya Friedman was thinking of you when he designed the Ripple, a Bluetooth headset that looks like an earring. This circular device slides open to reveal a microphone. When closed, the Ripple stays on so you can listen to music.
Well, this certainly sounds like a cool idea, the Ripple. But before we get too much into that, let's go back and learn a little bit more about this Bluetooth clothing. So, if you lose an item of clothing, there's an app to help.
Well, let's look at that word from our word bank. It is app. And an app, actually, you might know what this word means. If you have a smartphone, you might download apps all the time. That word is short for application. It's something that you can download and put on your smartphone or tablet, and it helps you. You can do lots of different things with all of the different apps out there.
That's right. So there are many different kinds of apps. Maybe you play games. Maybe you use them to help practice English or learn another language. I know I have a Chinese translation app on my iPod that helps me out a lot, and many other apps as well. So here we have an app for your clothing if you lose it, and this connects to your iPhone. So there's a microchip in your clothes, that chip connects to your phone, and there's an app to help you. Now, how is that possible, Gabe?
Well, it's possible if you have an item of clothing or an article of clothing. You push a button, and your clothing will ring if it's nearby. Okay, so ringing kind of like a phone or something kind of like that, a sound, so you can tell where your clothes are.
Oh, but that is only if it's nearby.
Yeah.
So, and that's true, if it's too far away, you won't hear it ringing. So, the next sentence says, if it's too far away, you can use Google Maps to locate it. So, the app will start up the Google Maps app, perhaps, or go to the website, and it will show you where you left your clothing.
Well, this sounds like a really cool piece of technology where you can find your clothes if you ever lose your clothes. I don't know if that happens to you very often, but now there's a way to find your clothes. Okay, let's go to the next section, the Ripple. Ladies, this is for you. The Ripple. Ladies, are you tired of wireless headsets that make you look like a character from Star Trek?
Oh, well, this is quite an interesting question, since we talked about earlier how Bluetooth has not always been fashionable, and I mentioned headsets earlier where there's a little earpiece that it goes over your ear or in your ear, and it doesn't look very good. It's kind of bulky. It kind of glows as well. And maybe you feel like a character from Star Trek, where they wear very unique clothing.
That's right. They do have unique clothing. But perhaps you like Star Trek. Perhaps you want to look like someone from Star Trek. Ladies, well then, don't worry about this Bluetooth fashion. Just stick with your original Bluetooth pieces.
But if it is a concern for you, Ilya Friedman was thinking of you when he designed the Ripple, a Bluetooth headset that looks like an earring.
Interesting. Well, Ilya Friedman designed this, and he designed the Ripple. It's a Bluetooth headset. It looks like an earring. It's very fashionable. You can kind of see a picture there in your magazine. It's kind of cool. It's a little better than the Star Trek one.
It is. It's a little bit big, but it looks very interesting and fashionable. Now, this circular device slides open to reveal a microphone. So it looks like an earring, but it has a microphone inside it. And we see this word here, circular. From our word bank, what is circular, Gabe?
Well, it's round, like a circle. But it's not just round. I mean, it really has to be like a circle shape. So other things are round, like an oval or a track or an egg, but those are not circular. A circular thing is really like a circle, completely like a circle.
That's right. So this is like a circle, just a circular shaped earring, and it has a microphone inside it. Now, when closed, the ripple stays on so you can listen to music. So, it's not just a Bluetooth headset that allows you to have a phone conversation with someone, but you can also use it as a speaker or as headphones to listen to your music.
Well, this seems like a pretty cool idea. If you wear earrings, then of course you might want to buy the Ripple. And I don't know if you want to buy a Ripple only, or maybe you want to buy some of this Bluetooth clothing as well. Does either of this sound interesting to you, Carolyn?
Well, they both sound like pretty neat ideas. I mean, it is possible if you are in a car or you go to a restaurant and you leave your jacket there. Mm-hmm. It would be really nice to be able to find it with this Bluetooth microchip in your clothes. And I think that this Ripple headset sounds pretty neat.
It does. Well, now it's time for us to enjoy a review skit, and then we'll join Michelle in the language lab.
Oh, no, I don't have my jacket.
You must have left it somewhere.
Right. I'll call and find out.
Good. First, call the restaurant.
Shh.
And then call the movie theater.
I don't need to call those places.
Well, then who will you call? The police?
I'll call my jacket directly.
You're calling your jacket?
Yes, it contains Bluetooth microchips.
Your jacket is Bluetooth enabled?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's a trendy item.
Yes. Hello, hello, jacket. Hello, pick up, please. Where are you?
Oh, excuse me, I have to answer this.
Answer what?
My Ripple.
Your what?
My earring.
Huh?
My wireless headset. It looks like an earring.
Wow, that's a trendy gadget.
Yeah.
Oh, my jacket is calling back. Oh.
Your jacket's calling.
Uh-huh. Mm. It wants to talk to your earring.
Really? Oh, okay. Wow, this Bluetooth thing is really crazy. I wonder what they're talking about.
OK, 继续我们看的是 headset 这个名词。headset 是指头戴式的耳机或者是听筒。例如 ,many drummers wear headsets to protect their eardrums. 许多鼓手会戴耳机来保护他们的耳膜。或者是 the fashionable look of the headsets made them very popular. 这些耳机时髦的外形让他们很畅销。如果不是头戴是单单放进耳朵的这一种耳机叫做 earphone,E-A-R-P-H-O-N-E。所以我们看的是 circular 这个形容词 ,C-I-R-C 这个字根有圆的意思，所以 circular 是指圆形的或圆的。例如 ,the distinctive circular shape of the island makes it look like a watermelon. 这座岛屿特殊的圆圆的形状让它看起来很像一个西瓜。circular 也指环状的，例如 ,the circular bike lane goes around this beautiful lake. 这个环状的单车道围绕的这座美丽的湖泊。And back to our lesson now.
Today we've been enjoying a lesson on Bluetooth technology and how it is getting into fashion. Now, talking about these fashion items like the Bluetooth microchip that can go in your clothing and the Bluetooth headset, the Ripple, I wonder what other pieces of everyday life could we improve by adding Bluetooth?Gabe, what do you think would be better if we had some Bluetooth in it?
Bluetooth technology. Well, I like the idea of helping you find things. So I wouldn't limit it to just clothing. Maybe you can use Bluetooth technology to help you find lots of other kinds of things too.
Well, that is an idea. I know lots of people misplace items every day.
Yeah.
And...Maybe if you had a Bluetooth microchip in it, you would be able to find it much easier. Well, we are going to continue learning about Bluetooth in our article tomorrow here on Studio Classroom.